If you would like to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad now. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We will now take our first question from James Stettler from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, and good morning, all. Could you maybe just give a bit more color in terms of what you are seeing in the automotive market in terms of the order pipeline? And then moving on to R&D expenses, which doubled in the quarter year-on-year, can you talk about how this is going to progress so we sort of reaching a plateau? And indeed, what sort of big product launches we can look forward to next year? And then finally, just in terms of Swisslog, could you talk a bit about the order pipeline? You did mention it can take up to a year to book larger orders, but what are you seeing at this stage, and how does that fit into your long-term plan? Thank you.
Let's start with the automotive pipeline. So I think it's really, we have to look by regions. As mentioned, we see that in Europe we have some challenges coming. And I think the discussion we currently have around Volkswagen are making this even tighter. For US, we are very positive. So the US market, we see continued growth for 16 and 17. And I think in China, we don't expect high growth for the next years. However, what we do see is that the local OEMs are getting to further automation. So if you talk with the European or the global OEMs of an automation degree of 50 to 60%, Chinese OEMs are still at 20 to 30%. So that means that we see more smaller projects in Asia from local OEMs. We see US as very positive, and we clearly will have challenges in Europe. On the R&D side, clearly, yes, we have invested in R&D, and I think what will be our goal in the next year is we have to further invest in R&D. The whole 4.0, Industry 4.0, the Internet of Things, will have a big impact on our business model, and we are working in transforming our business model based on also using data and using experience from data. And I think you should have something in mind that we go towards 100 million R&D expense per year. And I think it's clearly our goal that we are one of the drivers of Industry 4.0. On the product launch, clearly, we have done a product launch last week. So we have launched a new 10-20 kilo. So it's in the range between 10 and 20 kilo, particularly for the Chinese market for welding applications, which have been launched last year in Shanghai. So the first launch of the product has not happened in Europe, but in Shanghai. And we are going to have further launches next year at the Hannover Fair and clearly at Automatica to show more GI products. We have a bigger portfolio, which you will see in the coming years. On Swisslog, I think that's one of the topics where you look at the order intake. We are 20% below our expectations. We have now a little bit closed the gap with Almarai. We were working on closing the gap. However, it will be a challenge for the rest of the year. We are pushing and helping together with Koka and Swisslog to fill the pipeline. We see a big opportunity in e-commerce in the coming years. Also in the food and the pharmaceutical segment, we see huge opportunity with a combination of Koka and Swisslog. That's something for the next 2 to 3 years. We did not lose any big contracts, but we saw that some bigger projects got postponed, which we are still fighting for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Sven Weier from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. A couple of questions from my side. First of all, in terms of coming back to your order intake, I take it from your previous comments that around 600 million orders for Swisslog is probably a tough ask. And also related to that, would you still be sticking to your statements of a book-to-bill around one for the group? The second question is just on China. In Q2, you were so kind to give us the order intake growth for robots in China. Maybe you could give us an update for the Q3 numbers here. The third question is on your one-offs this year. The 11 million you had now after 9 months, is this also the full year number, or is there something left for Q4? And the last question, is actually on your other EBIT line, which came in again at around 9 million, which is, I guess, well ahead of your typical annualized other line. So have there been any kind of extraordinary factors that were inflating the other line that will normalize next year, or any color you can give us on that? Thank you.
Okay. Then I would start with the China question. We had quite a good order intake for the 9 months in China, a double-digit increase compared to last year. A little less than 300 million we have so far in China. And we are optimistic that that will develop further and there will be good growth over the next years. The one-off regarding the M&A transactions, the sales, we showed so far 11.3 million extraordinary income, but there is a small single-digit number to come in Q4 or Q1 of next year. Your question regarding holding cost, there are several projects in. We mentioned already before that we are working on a PLM system, on our ERP system. We had more than 9 million cost this year for the two projects, but they are not all shown in the holding cost, but some part for sure. Then other advisory costs, we centralized some functions, so it's a mixture of different one-time items or project items or even the result of a bigger group we are stealing from holding.
On the order intake for Swisslog, getting the goal is between 550 to 600, and as you see that we have to close the gap here, and we are fighting for it. I think it's important that the long-term logistics business is very intact and that we see the opportunity clearly in e-commerce where you can combine robots with AGV. Therefore, I think it's something in 2015, but we see more opportunity in 2016.
And if I may follow up just on the China number, if you could give us the standalone number for Q3 and the robot order intake there, and on your holding costs, can you just remind us in terms of your management incentivation program, if there's also maybe an impact of that in the other line, or was that kind of on a normal level? Thank you.
It was on a normal level. Nothing special. The single quarter doesn't mean too much. I think there, you know that we have our business in systems is often it's somehow a big number in the one or the other quarter. You cannot visualize it. It was something around 90 million, much more than last year's quarter. So I would not draw too much conclusion out of that. We are, again, we are optimistic that in China and Asia we will grow further. It's a very important market for us.
And can you elaborate if you already had some discussions with your new shareholder, because they are having quite ambitious investment plans for the next 5 years, what kind of potential you would be seeing from this client and general industry in specific for the robots?
Okay, don't answer the question. What should we do to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have MIDEA as a new shareholder, right? And they seem to have extremely ambitious investment plans for automation. So I was just wondering if you already had some talks about, you know, their investment pipeline and how you can benefit from that.
You know, clearly talks have started. We're happy to have our three shareholders with the Freud family, with Lowe and with MIDEA. MIDEA is more in the consumer area, which is complementary to our business. And we start this discussion and have to see, on the one hand, how we can more automate their business. So this means automation of their plans. And the second one is to look in the consumer side, in which we are doing. That's an ongoing discussion where we can't comment at this point in time.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Felicitas Bismarck from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I have a couple of questions left. The first one, if I take your stated guidance of 2.9 billion from the revenues and take out some Swiss lock and some currency, it suggests, or it seems to suggest that you're falling quite a bit on organic sales growth in Q4. Is that what you're expecting, or is that just something where you weren't trying to be conservative here? The other question I had was with systems orders and also Swiss lock orders falling over the last quarters, especially organically, do you expect this to turn, like the revenue to turn negative next year, so that growth is only coming from robotics? And the last and third question would be your operating margin at Swiss lock, if I take out the PPA, looks actually really positive. How much do you think this is driven by strong sales growth, and how much is of that sustainable if you were not to grow in that business? So how much operational leverage do you think is in that business? That would be it. Thanks.
I think for the head start with 2.9 billion, I think we have increased our guidance in August, and we are convinced to reach 2.9 billion, which reflects also the development in all four divisions. We talked in the last couple of minutes about the business of Swisslog contributing something around 550 to 600 in order intake to the business, and clearly also on the system side. And if you take out Swisslog, you see that we have a slight growth in the organic COCA business, which is coming mainly from robotics. It is clear that also we mentioned that robotics was 22% in the third quarter up. So clearly, it's repetition of what we just said. So 2.9 is still coming from Swisslog. Robotics is growing, and systems is somewhat on the level of last year, a little up. More business coming, we see, from the U.S. And I think that is where how we guiding the company and how we guide also the market.
It's even without the sale of our tools and dies and the engineering companies, which are not delivering some 50 million turnover in the second half of the year.
Okay, but is it then reasonable to assume that Q4 is actually turning negative in terms of organic growth?
You mean regarding revenue for the group?
Yeah. Yes.
We expect a good revenue figure for Q4.
Okay.
You talk about Q3?
I'm talking about organic growth. Organic growth for the group.
No problem in Q4, from my point of view. We are optimistic that that there will be a sales revenue in Q4 around 700.
Okay. And on the operating margin on Swisslog?
Yeah, I think the operating margin, as mentioned, we have our efficiency program is well on the way. We have good revenue, which we also have indicated, so it's a mix of both. And it also shows that and we're going to invest further next year in Swisslog. So for the coming years, clearly one is that you have efficiency programs and higher revenue. But I think it's important for the next year that we invest, as mentioned, in product. So the DNA of COCA and Swisslog is a combination of smart people and smart product. And what we have seen is that Swisslog will benefit if we have more products. So in the coming 2 to 3 years, we will have more investments in R&D in Swisslog. Which will also have a trade-off to the margin. So I think the margin development which you see today is impacted by efficiency and higher revenue. The margin will be on a comparable level for the next year, more because we are investing in R&D.
Okay. Thank you. I have one follow-up question, actually. You mentioned you expect most of the growth to come in automotive to come from North America, right? So does that mean we need to expect also a stretch on working capital for longer, or is that balancing out?
You know, also as mentioned, though, we have seen that the trade working capital went up because we have seen more orders coming from the U.S. U.S., you have to pre-finance, you get less advance payments, so need more working capital for U.S. business. However, the margin is better. But we currently see that the U.S. market is stronger than the European market. Means that we need more working capital to fuel the growth.
but I also expect some growth from Asia, limited or flat market in Europe.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
This working capital increase is one of the reasons why we issued the promissory note.
Okay.
Yeah, and if we have to pre-finance it, we expect to have a higher margin in such projects.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I would like to have a clarification on your remark you made on systems, where you said that price quality would be a drag on the margin development in Q4, but that you expect an improvement in 2016. I wonder if you have these orders with better margins already in your books, or is this just an expectation, and how does this compare with your expectation that the European market will remain sluggish or even face clearly headwinds in 2016? In light, especially of the Volkswagen turmoil. Thanks.
No, I think I have not said anything about the margin for 2016, just giving some ideas about how what is impacted. For Europe, we see that the whole market, the order quality, has been weak in the summer of 2015. We see more orders in 15 coming. However, margin quality will be more difficult in Europe compared to U.S., and therefore for 16 we would be more conservative, and we see that the margin for systems overall in 16 will be lower than in 15. On top, we won't have any positive one-offs from HLS and Schwarzenberg, so I think the overall margin should be in the range of 6%. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, press star 1 now. The next question comes from Alexander Hauenstein from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for taking my question, Alex Hauenstein, DZ Bank. I have one question with regard to the integration of Swisslog, which is progressing quite well, as we could see in this quarter. Could you give us some idea how much of this swing is further to come in 2016, or to put it differently, how much in terms of the integration, let it be made by measures or whatever you like to mention here in terms of the numbers, but could you give us an idea how much has been achieved already by the end of the year 2015? Is it like 30% done, 50% or 80%? How should we think here about the delta, because I want to get a bit of a better feeling what could be the EBIT development for this division in 2016, and how much is the swing factor coming from internal measures, and how much would be from organic growth. Thank you.
You know, I think it's a lot of questions trying to have in one answer. I think on the integration side, we are somewhat around 50%. We are we are through. We have clearly worked together with management. We have done our plans for the next years. We are budgeting things. We are looking also on the new product pipeline, where I think the KUKA is a partner to invest more in products. So having said that, we are 50% through. I think it's we want to achieve next year, including that we are going to invest more in R&D, something around to be above 3% in Syslog prior to PPR.
Thank you for that.
The next question comes from Stefan Augustin from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Just another one on your automotive business here. So maybe to shed a little bit light, the distinction between the U.S. and Europe, is this from your perspective and also your positioning in the markets? Do we have to read this that the OEMs actually behave different in the two regions, or that your competitors, EDAC and Comau Kiko, are here more on the aggressive side on the pricing and the available projects?
You know, the automotive market is not a we do global business, but it's very regionally different. And first of all, you have to look at the market shares. In the U.S., we have a market share of about 30-35% in this market. And we are clearly number one in the U.S. market. In Europe, we are number two, close to others, though, and we have a market share of 15-20%. The issue is really market share is mattering here. Second is clearly on behavior, OEM behavior, with advanced payment, which we discussed before. There's clearly a tendency that you're getting more advanced payment in Europe, and you have to do more pre-financing in the U.S., but therefore have a better margin. And these two factors, I think it's somewhat coming from competition, but also on behavior of customers in the regions. There is a difference between the regions.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Felicitas Bismarck from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Just one clarification. VW, for you, I think on Reuters it says it's 7-10% for the group. Can you remind us or can you give us an indication how much that is for systems and how much that is for robotics, VW, as a client?
Sorry, just a VW. This is an easy question, but not an easy answer because it really depends on the year. So I can just tell you which is what happened in 1 year. I think this year we had robotics above 100 million and systems close to 100 million. So it really depends on. Sometimes you have 150 in robotics and 50 in systems and all the way around. So I think there is no easy rule that you can say that for next year they have fewer next year, which I'm not going to share now. But I think should just assume that maybe 50-50 on the 200 million.
In for full year or for 9 months?
Full
100
year.
Million. Yeah, okay. Full Thank
year.
You very much. Thanks.
There are no more questions in the queue. There are no more questions waiting.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Any of the further questions, please call us and we wish you a great afternoon. Thanks and bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.